Life of St. Teresa, Episode 31. Eventually, St. Teresa was allowed to take up the work of the new foundation, and it went forward amid continuing difficulties.
Well, for 5 or 6 months, I remained in this silence, not becoming involved in or speaking of this matter, and the Lord never commanded me to do so. At the end of this period, when the rector of the House of the Society of Jesus was transferred, His Majesty brought here another very spiritual one, who had great courage and understanding, and a good background in studies, and at a time when I was in dire need. The new rector came to see me. My confessor ordered me to speak to him in all freedom and clarity. He consoled me very much. A little while after I had got to know him, the Lord began again to urge me to take up once more the matter of the monastery, and to give my confessor and this rector many reasons and arguments why they shouldn't impede me from the work. After much reflection, they didn't dare venture to hinder me from carrying out this work. My confessor gave me permission again to dedicate myself entirely to this foundation. I saw clearly the toil it would bring upon me, since I was very much alone and had hardly any means. We agreed to carry on in total secrecy, and so I got one of my sisters, who lived outside the city, to buy the house and fix it up, as though it were for herself, with money the Lord provided for its purchase. It would take too long to recount how the Lord was looking after it, for I took great care not to do anything against obedience.